Blog Talk Radio.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge races in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Foxbody on the line. If you would like to speak, please press 1. Your host tonight is Mr. Biz. Biz, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Thank you for stepping up and stepping in. I really appreciate it. How you doing this evening?
I'm great.
Okay, okay. I first want to apologize to the fans because you guys what makes the show. So I definitely, you guys are first and foremost, I want to say sorry to. I don't know where Lady A went to, but, you know, she has a family and things and that sort in nature. So we're going to excuse her today. So she's still our girl, and we know we got Miss Foxbody in, and she is well and capable of taking care of what we need her to take care of. Ain't that right, Miss Foxbody?
That's correct.
Well, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Always good to have a Southern Belle on the phone with us Northern guys. We got a good show for you guys tonight. If you can, Miss Foxbody, look for 219-0564. That's 219-0564. You guys know as we started last week, the first 15, 20 minutes of the show, we're going to slow it down and try to educate the fellow racers concerning engines, chassis, tuning, any type of combo, any type of technical questions that you may have concerning your race project or your running car. So if our special guest last week was Jimmy Lopez of J-Lo Race Engines, and this week is none other than Kevin and Dennis from Race Engineer. Oh, I'm driving and joking almost in my car. So, hey, I just want you guys to know that as soon as we get Kevin and Dennis on, the show will officially begin. And also, our topic tonight is checkbook racing. Or checkbook racers. There's a lot of people that call a person like myself a checkbook racer. It was at one point in time where I did not drive my car. Everybody know I don't work on my car. I am not mechanically inclined. Everything that I do, I had to pay for engine installs and brakes being done and tuning being done and things like that. And, you know, I call a lot of flack from people not only just paying for stuff, but even I didn't even drive my own car. So, to me, there's a lot of people talking about that over in Detroit land, about people teaming up. For example, Jimbo and Wayne have teamed up. One has the chassis and the driver, and the other one has the power plant, and they're catching a lot of flack because, to me, it boils down to jealousy. It's nothing else other than jealousy. But we're not going to get into the topic right now. We're gonna talk about chassis. Is my guy's race engineering on, Foxbody?
Yes, his mic is on.
Oh, Kevo.
Hey, what's happening, Bizzo? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Sorry to keep you waiting. We had to open up the board. I appreciate you coming on. I want everybody to know this is Kevin over in Crown Point, Indiana, Race Engineering. Go ahead.
Hey, have the switchboard operator look for another 219 number. The ending of it is going to be 9955. That'll be Dennis.
Okay. If you could look for 219-9955, and that's that's the second head of this two-headed monster. So I got my two buddies on, and as I was saying, everybody got their favorites. You know, everybody doesn't go to Bob Curtin for tuning. You know, you got other tuners out there. Everybody doesn't go to J-Lo for building a motor. You got other guys out there. Everybody doesn't go to Race Engineering because there's other chassis guys out there. Well, let me take that back. It's other fabricators out there. Because to me, and I, you know, throw stones if you want to, but it takes more to me than just welding something together and bolting something together and call it a chassis guy. There's a whole lot of people out there that know how to make it look pretty. There's a whole lot of people out there that know how to put it together, know how to read rules and make enough bars in your car to call it a 25 feet. You know, that's good, and they get paid for that, and that's not a problem. But when it comes time to get it from off the line to the 60-foot and from the 60-foot to the 330 and from the 330 to the 660 and from the 660 all the way to the 1320, then that's when you need that chassis man. And the chassis man has to work, of course, with the tuner. The tuner has to work with the engine builder. So, you know, I found my people. I found the people that I trust, and not only that we have a business relationship with Race, that I have a business relationship with Race Engineering, and I have a friendship with these guys, man. They, just to tell you about my car, and not to spend too much time on it, everybody knows that I wrecked the Goblin twice, and Lil Derek was gracious enough to give me his chassis. And when I took my chassis, when I took that chassis over to Race Engineering, I told those guys to go through the whole chassis and let me know what needs to be fixed or upgraded, if anything. Upon their inspection, they seen the frame pulling from itself. They seen that the motor plate was not in correctly. It was some inches off. And, you know, if you don't race cars and don't get in depth, those are some of the things that some people will not find, you know. And as we have seen over the past year, I have been accused of having traction control because the car has been going dead straight every single time. It doesn't do anything different. Over the past year. What next year brings, never know. You know, I may blow the tires off next year. But for this year, you know, those guys went through that car and did what it needed to be done. And the proof, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. So I will ask your fans. I got Kevin and Dennis on the phone. The knowledge that they have is years and years of knowledge and wisdom concerning building race cars, fast race cars, slow race cars, medium race cars. So if you got your hand up, push the one button. If you don't have a question about chassis or anything for Kevin and Dennis, push the one button and get out of the queue, because I'm going to have Ms. Foxbody open the mics up so we can get straight to these questions. We're 30 minutes behind, and I want to give my guys over at Race Engineering all the time they need to answer all you guys' questions. If it's about putting a ring in, if it's about putting a motor plate, mid plate, give you a certain amount, a ballpark figure of putting a 8.5 Ks in your car, 750, 25.5, 25.1, whatever it may be, push your one button. We want to open your mic And man, we want, like I said, this is for you race fans that wants to ask questions. If it's a question about you got a Cayuse stock switch, you want to make it a ladder bar, you want to make it a folding, you want to backhand it, man, push your one button and ask my guys over at Race Engineering. So other than that, Kevin, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening,
Vince? Oh man. Oh, just want to thank you guys for coming on. Let me see, Miss Foxbody, has anybody got their hand up?
Yes, they do. Caller 773-7399. Your mic is on.
What's on your mind?
Caller 773-7399. Okay, our next call will be caller 219-4018. Your mic is on.
I know who that is.
Race engineering shit slow.
What did you say? Terry.
Race engineering shit is slow.
Oh. Well, I didn't catch that. Who said that?
Hey, that was Colin.
No coffee for you in the morning.
Doors will be locked.
Hey, Colin's always bothering me to get on. I said this would be the day.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's a Terry. You got any questions for my buddies over there?
No, I just go over there and spy and learn myself.
Oh, okay. Well. Not to take a lot of time, but what have you learned since you've been going over there to Race Engineering?
Hey, the biggest part, I think, is, you know, how they build stuff. They make sure everything's right before they go leave it, before the chassis leaves the shop. And then they work with the people at the track. They go and make sure their projects or whatever it is, their chassis go straight down the track. And you don't see that from a lot of chassis builders.
What is that called? What do they call that when the chassis guy goes to the track with the owner or the driver or whoever? What's that called?
I guess it's on rails, just like Junior.
It's dead chassis tuning. You know, a lot of people think you only got to tune the motor. No, you got to tune that chassis too. You know. Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep your mic open, Terry. Let me see if I can get somebody else. Anybody else have your hand up? Ms. Foxbody.
Yes.
Anybody else got your hand up? What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question for him. What do you guys think about a ladder bar car having an anti-roll bar?
Good question.
You want me, Kevin, or you want me to do it?
No, you can do it.
An anti-roll bar works fine. It will work with a ladder bar as long as there's not a lot of preload involved in it. A lot of people think that these anti-roll bars are the wonder fix, that they will fix everything and, you know, you don't have any issues with it and it'll take all your problems away. And what we have found in the past 15 years is that the biggest problems we run into are these cars that are all twisted up from the anti-sway bars. So it's a good thing, but yet it's a bad thing because it gives a lot of people that don't know what they're doing something to twist. And that usually gets them in trouble. Do you agree with me on that, Kev?
I agree with it 100%. I think a lot of it's got to do with the misconception that a lot of the guys like to set the sway bars with the driver in the car. And I don't agree with that. We found that it works better if you don't set the driver in the car, because when you set the driver in the car, you're actually preloading the suspension. So you know, we set them without the weight, without the driver in the car. And so far, every one of them has worked just the way it's supposed to work.
But they are okay to have on ladder bars, to answer your question. Yeah, as I mean, what if you built a ladder bar car, would you install one or no? No. No, because all that is created. That's just more money you got to spend on the car. That, you know, a lot of folks are tight now. Your money's tight. So why spend the money if you don't need to? Good set of shocks is a whole lot better than than a roll bar at any time, in my opinion.
Stock suspension car, stock suspension Mustang or a G-body, most definitely you need one on there. A ladder bar, you don't need one on.
Hey brother, I don't know who you are, but I appreciate the question, man. Thanks. That was some good knowledge for me, and I'm sure it was some good knowledge for some other people, but. Any more hands up?
Yes, we have caller 313-2526. Your mic is open.
What's up, Wayne?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
No, sorry. I got an 88 Grand in my good car. And I really, really don't want to take it out. So, with this 10-inch tire, what's the max on that 88?
Hey, Ben, I heard like
you're at work. Okay, Wayne, I know you're at work, but did you say you got an 88 on your Mustang, and you don't want to take it out and put a 9-inch in there? Okay, what's the question?
I'm worried about weight. But, you know, I don't
want to
break
the gear 60 feet in the car.
And my question is,
you don't want to break what?
No gear, nothing like that. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
What would
okay.
be
the max? Okay. 9 inches is the strong rear end. And 8
is inner. Hold on, okay. Hey, Wayne, put your phone on mute. Okay, Kevin.
An 8.8 is a lighter rear end than a 9-inch, weight-wise, mm-hmm. physically.
Mm-hmm.
9-inch is, I feel, has got a better gear set. There's more pinion teeth engaged on the ring gear. Depending on horsepower, I would say it would be dependent on whether you're on the 8.8 or 9-inch. You know, I mean, you still got an 8.8 in junior. And it holds up. I mean, yeah, mid-season you're probably going to have to change your gear, but if you got a lot of horsepower, mid-season you're going to change your gear on a 9-inch.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's looking at, because if he buys a quality gear, first thing is quality parts. You need to buy quality parts for your Strange or Mark Williams. Mosers are okay. Another thing you may want to look into is putting 9-inch housing ends on it. Which will, it'll help the bearing wear and stuff on it, and just weld everything up and brace everything as good as possible, and pray for the best. And maintenance on it's a major thing too.
Yeah, you have to check the gear.
We know that I at COTS semifinals, I broke my gear, and.
Right.
What I was told was you only get about 40 or 50 hits out of a gear.
Out of gear, exactly. And that's whether it's a 9-inch or an 8.8. I mean, even 9-inch, you don't get that many hits on. You know, you always got to check it. All of these cars got a lot more horsepower. They're going a lot faster. You're going to eat ring gears, period.
Okay, good. Any more hands up?
Hello, I got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you guys do when you got a 12-0 re-end like a GM housing, but the type of gear you need it only comes to street gears? You can't get a
basically a race gear. You got to use, just say if I want to put a 342 in the car or a 355, it don't come in a pro gear setup. So what do you guys do?
There's a gentleman in Indiana that used to be U.S. Gear Source. You would contact him and see if he can make one for you. That's the first thing that I would do.
So this guy here can make you a special gear.
Yeah, he can do that. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you're gonna wait a little bit, and I wouldn't know the price, but you know, if whoever that was, if they want to call up at the shop tomorrow, I can give them the number for the guy, and he can give them a call and see what's happening, see if he can do something for
them. At this time, can you give your shop number out?
Yeah, it's area code 219-661-8904.
One more time, Kevin.
It's 219-661-8904.
Okay, all right. Ms. Fosbody, we got any more hands up?
We have caller 248-0347.
Your mic is on. Caller 248-0347. Your mic is on.
What's on your mind?
Well, I still want to say, man, I got another quick question for him, Jesus.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, baby boy.
Wishbone versus some pork iron. What's y'all thought on that?
Say that again, Wayne.
Wishbones and pork iron. What do you think about all that?
Wishbones and what was the second thing?
Pork iron.
Oh, four times, okay.
Is it on a stock suspension car? Is it on a ladder bar car? Is it on a four-link car?
Well, it's on a stock suspension with an 8-8 rear end.
I don't know.
I was told to take it off. I was told it's just another thing that's liable to bind up on you while you're going down the track.
If you put the wishbone on it, or any of that, you're actually creating more instant center points because you've got your upper and lower control arms, and now you're adding another one to it, and it could cause it to bind up. It could cause it to not run freely through the whole stroke of the suspension and, you know, cause the car to not hook or to unload or do all kinds of crazy stuff.
If it's
stock suspension, you really don't need none of that.
No, that's the reason the upper arms are canted in, and they're in closer on the rear end than they are on the chassis, and that's the reason. That's one of the reasons that they do that.
All right. I'm gonna hold my guys because they do have a busy schedule. I'm gonna hold it to like two more questions. We got another hand up, Ms. Foxbody.
We currently do not right now.
Okay. Well, guys, I want to thank you guys for coming on and give me that number again, Ken.
219-661-8904.
That is Race Engineering. Y'all can give them a call, especially the gentleman that asked about the gear. Give them a call tomorrow. I would say anytime after 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. They'll get you that number to that gentleman that will make your own special gear for that 12-volt we're in. For all your chassis needs, man, like I said, you can go to a lot of places for a burger. You can go to McDonald's, you can go to Burger King, you can go to Wendy's, you can go to Riley's. There's a whole lot of places you could go get your chassis built. There's no doubt about it, and there's other guys that do excellent quality work. But I'm going to support the people that support me, and I'm going to tell you guys about the guys that I know about that did me right, and the proof is in the freaking pudding. There's no doubt about it, what these guys have done for me. And if any guys went to Hattiesburg last year and seen the goblin make the three passes that it did make, they know Jimbo and Wayne was in for a screwing. They would have got that butt whooping way before November 3rd is making. I would have gave it to him back in February. But, man, that's Race Engineering out in Crown Point, Indiana. Anything has to deal with motor installations, fabricating, cage work, intercoolers, because a lot of us go into sports and purchase, piping, setting up anti-roll bars. And like I said, these guys will go to the track with you and chassis tune your vehicle. Now, one thing I do not ask you to do, but this is me talking. Don't go to Tom Hank and get your chassis built and come to them and ask them to tune the chassis. To me, that's not good business. That's not right. You know, don't go to McDonald's and buy your hamburger and come to me and ask me for the ketchup. So that's me. That ain't them talking. That's BS. All right. So last time, Chad, can you give me your number?
219-661-8904.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Chad?
No, I think it's going to be a good show tonight. It's a pretty interesting topic. And while I'm on the phone, I don't think that people in the position where they can, you know, buy the parts and buy this and buy that and have somebody else drive it, I don't think that doesn't hinder the sport any. I think it just adds more people into the mix. There's a lot of people that don't like driving cars, but like, you know, there's people that are in them driver's seats because these people don't like driving cars. And anymore, with the way the economy is, it's almost, you almost have to team up with somebody if you want to go racing anymore at the level that you guys are racing at. Again, we're not talking about, you know, 11-second street cars of the past. You know, we're talking about some fast cars. And it's expensive. The maintenance is expensive. Yeah. The upkeep is expensive. You can't put anybody down for that. Heck no. No way in hell. So I'm gonna sit back now and I'll go ahead and get off the line. I'm gonna sit back now and listen to what everybody else has to say. I appreciate you having us on. We'll go from there.
Well, my buddy Dennis, you still on the phone? You got any final thoughts, Dennis?
No, you know what? The only thing I've got to say is now it's winter, it's downtime. These cars are high maintenance. And I believe they need to be checked out. You know, you need to check your hind joints. You need to check your holes out on your rear suspension. Make sure they're not wiped out. Check for cracks and this and that. And we do that if people don't want to do that. But, you know, it doesn't take much to lay on a creeper with a trouble light, a flashlight, and just go under these cars and start grabbing stuff and looking at stuff and making sure it's still tight and it's still doing what it's supposed to do. Because I'd hate to see anybody come out in springtime and, you know, hit it one time and something break and hit a wall or something. You know, they're high maintenance, so they really need to be looked at and taken care of. And if people don't want to do it on their own, we'll do it for them.
You know what, Dennis? I got a perfect example of that. When I bought the black car, when I bought Little Junior to the shop, you guys went through that car, and you guys showed me where the bolts were not long enough for the nuts. And you told me that I needed to change that.
Right, right.
And I did not. And if people remember on Father's Day, it didn't happen right away because we got the car out, I guess around April or May or somewhere around there. And around Father's Day, we went to the track. I was locked in to run Sub-Zero. And I did not listen to what you guys had said. And finally, it went down the track, and them control arms, the nuts and things broke.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to Plumper Kevin, Big Wheel, Billy, and Terry, we got that situation fixed, And it could have hurt my man, Lil Ron. It could have really hurt him if he'd have got the college speaker. Because at that time, we were still running a quarter mile. And if that damn rear end would have jumped up out of there, going 150, 160 miles an hour, you don't know what might have would have happened.
Right.
Good
exactly.
thing it broke off the line. So you are definitely right. Need to go over, but go up under that car and go through it. But, you know, y'all have mine real soon. So.
what we're doing with these things is, you know, we're pushing these cars to the limit. You know, we're in God's hands to begin with. And, you know, we don't need to push it any further. You know, they need to be checked out and looked at and, you know, just give it, you know, a nice rubbing every once in a while. You know, that's all we got to do with them.
That's it.
And like
that's
I said,
it.
If people don't want to, they can get a hold of us, and we can do that. You know, we check heim joints and all of that, take it apart and clean them and re-grease them and, you know, go through the whole car, you know.
How can I get in touch with you again?
Just call me at the shop. Call us at the shop. 219-661-8904.
There it is. There it is, guys. That's the number, my guys. Kevin and Dennis over at Race Engineering. Go check them out. They've been doing this for over 30, 40 years. And,
about 30 years, man.
About 30 years they've been doing this. So go check my guys out. They're some good guys. They're some good guys. All right, here we go. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are talking about checkbook races. Is it good or bad for drag racers? We understand that a lot of people talk about grudge racers that only write a check. They go out and buy a motor. They go out and buy a whole car. And my situation, I went out and bought the Goblin, and I didn't drive it. I'm still not a good driver, but I wasn't comfortable about getting in that car with that type of power. And I was talked about, you know. And again, my counterparts over there in Michigan, I was reading on their boards that they talk about Jimbo because he had a chassis and. He's a very good driver, and Wayne had a small block sitting on the shelf, and they teamed up, Batman and Robin, Lois and Clark. You know, they teamed up. You know, I was always told that two heads is better than one, and I know we have a talk show, and I know you're not going to get a lot of people to say it's bad for the game, but. I need some people to say why it's bad for the game. I normally get a lot of people that say it's good for the game, but I do want some people to push the wrong button and tell me why it's bad for the game. That the people that, like myself, should not get all the accolades that we get because I don't put a motor in the car. My guys, I got some good guys, man. My guys don't even let me change the oil. They don't feel comfortable with me changing the oil. I can't put no spark plugs in no car. They won't let me gap them. Simple stuff like that. They will not let me do. They do not trust me to do it. They will let me put it on the trailer, but when I do put it on the trailer, they go behind me 5 or 6 times to make sure it's done right. So, you know, with saying that, I get talked about, you know, not only by my crew members, but people out in the public. I really shouldn't be in grudge racing because I don't know nothing about grudge racing or drag racing or having a race car. So at this time, Miss Fox Body, do we got any hands up?
Yes,
I want to get it on the cracking. Okay, quite a few.
Calling 2487. Your mic is on.
What's on your mind? What's that number again, Ms. Fox Body?
Caller 248-0347. Your mic is on.
248-0347. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Caller 312-0684. Your mic is on.
I know who that is. Larry, Larry.
What's going down, Dennis, baby?
Hey, man, you know what's going down. We in Chi-Town. It's 40 degrees. I got you on. Let me stop and say that if you can, while you're on the line or when you get off the line, log in to www.grudgeinc.us. Become a member. We have a new auto parts store with Grudge Inc. We know that as Grudge Racers, we buy a lot of tires. We buy a lot of spark plugs. We buy a lot of things. We have next day delivery if you order, and we have discounted prices. If you order from Summit and Jenks, order from Grudge Inc. .us. Go on to the store, and it's just a small list of things you can order now. But as the year goes on, and as we go into 2013, we're going to add more things. If it's something that's on the list that you do not have, give me a call at 708-268-0992, and I will get that part that you need at a discounted price. And you will be helping Grudge Inc. Further doing things for the Grudge Racers. Also, if you we got something that's called Grudge Book, which is like Facebook. Become a member, man. Everything is free. We don't ask you to spend any money other than if you buy a part. If you buy a part from Jags, you don't spend money. So why not let's patronize Grudge Racing. Larry, what's up with the Facebook racer? Is it good or is it bad for drag racing?
Is what good or bad for drag racing, Biz?
Being a checkbook racer like myself.
It's good for it. You know, okay. Hey, Biz, okay. If you really want to know the truth, Biz, I'm going to tell you something. You know, and there's a lot of folks going to agree and a lot going to disagree. But, man, it seems like a dark cloud came over your head during the season, man. You know, all of a sudden, man, you stepped out there to the format, man, and you start delivering. You was punching. You was taking punches. You were delivering punches. And you came out on top. You know, so to me, that speaks for itself. I think that is a good thing for it, man, because I think the decisions that you made and so far and so on, those were your decisions and your choices, and it's working for you. You know, and that's the whole nut of the shell now. As far as to keep on doing what we're doing in Grudging, man, and make things work for us, you know, and, you know, because it's time for some new people, just like me, during the time that I was racing drag, Biz, and I come out of there, back with drag and all of us racing, it was time to step out, man, because there's some new players that come to the flow, man, and you got to make room for the other folks, you know, so that's what time it is, you know, so I think it's a good thing for it. You know, and I want to keep seeing it working because I believe 2013, man, is going to be the bomb, man. I really, truly, honestly do. And I ain't going to just leave it at that. I think what we're going to go see this weekend is going to be the bomb, too, also. What you think?
Oh, man, you know what? I know 2013 is going to be something, but, Larry, I do want to let the fans out there know that Baldy is having a race this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Me and my wife is flying out, and we're going out there Saturday. Lil Tony Carr is en route. Avery has already hit the Florida borderline about 2 hours ago.
Okay.
So I just want to let you guys know that it's going down. It's going down in Bradenton, Florida. Lil Avery, not Lil Avery, Avery and Pretty Tony is locked in on 1-on-10. So they did it last Sunday. Avery called in and said, lock in, fag. So the fag locked in. 1-on-10. And, man, I'll tell you, it is awesome when you can travel from Detroit, Michigan, all the doggone way to Florida to get a grudge. That's what you call a god doggone grudge match. You know, it ain't the big match going down there, but it is a big match for us. That is something personal. I got to say that you were always, you were star here for me. I got to see you shed down for your skin down because I don't know who I'm going to bet with or who I like because I haven't seen Avery down yet. So Avery is running Lil Tony, and we had the pleasure to talk to Phil from the White Boys with the Monte Carlo, the 28 G-Body champion. He's locked in with DJ Grant. I know a lot of y'all guys think DJ Grant is fronting and ain't doing no stunting. But I tell you, this is it. This is, Michael Jackson said it. This is it. This is it. It is going down. Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile, DJ Grant, and the White Boys will get it on Sunday. Sunday in Bradenton. Tony Bynes, he's down there. It's going to be a lot of people down there. Jay Barnes, I will be with Jay Barnes. I'll be with Gunner Picks. I'll be with the crew chief. Crew chief is locked in to run for the S10 belt. So, guys, y'all got my number, 708-268-0992. I do not mind answering the phone at the track. Call me. That's the Grudge Inc. hotline. Call me, and I will tell you what's going on. All right? And I will also be updating on GrudgeInc.us. Get it straight from Biz. Set on kill. Log in to GrudgeInc.us Saturday and Sunday, and I will be updating the big Grudge races that day and what's going on. We got any more mics open?
Yes, we have caller 219-9014. Your mic is open. Biz, could you do me a favor and check your text messages?
I see. Just let me know when the big boss get on.
Okay.
219-9014 or something. Your mic is open.
What's that, Biz?
Where is Leon?
Yeah. What's happening, man? What's up, man?
What's up? This is Leon, man, from Indiana. Y'all know he's the new governor for Indiana. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing, man. Just figured today, Thursday, I click in, listen at the show, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We here. Full effect, man. We had a great first part of the show, but the topic tonight is checkbook racing. What you got to say about checkbook racing, Leon?
If they love their life, I feel you should check that car every time you go to the track, before you go to the track, because I do it myself.
I know what you said. No, checkbook racer. A checkbook racer, a person that really don't know how, like myself. Take my for example.
I told you the three lug was a little slow, man.
Get that lane, quit talking that smack. That's what you can do. That's what this show all about. Put it all boiled down.
He didn't say check your car racing. He said check.
Hey,
B,
that got to be another no race, ain't it? Somebody don't drive, ain't it?
Oh, I drive, man. See, there you go. He one of them.
What's that?
I caught that, boy. You know,
hey,
I caught that, boy.
Hey, Wayne might be a checkbook racer, but God dog it. I seen that man in Martin, Michigan, swung that damn great goose up out of there. Man, I said, ain't no way in the hell that's Wayne. That was Jimbo. And then Jimbo started walking towards me. I said, damn, how did you have to cut that quick? Hey, that was Wayne in there. I said, no, Wayne ain't swinging that car like that.
Yeah. I seen it.
And then,
ain't nothing to do it.
Yeah, but after I seen it, I went over to his trailer, and I smelled something real foul. I said, what the hell is that? They said Wayne was in the trailer changing his diaper. Hey, when that car was like that, scared the hell out of him.
Now, you know I stood that bitch up, laid it down, and got
yes,
on down
did.
Through there.
Yes, you did. Yes,
yeah, you did.
And did not lift.
I just can't cut it light like old Jimbo.
Yeah. Hey, man. So much go on. You know, I take my hat off to the drivers, man. It's so much go on in that car in that little bitty time. You know, especially with a Nike car, you got the purge, make sure the damn pressure is right, the temperature. It's just so much going on. Then you got to worry about coverage and not realizing. So, Nike car, everything, you feel it's just so much going on so quick. So, it's just something else. We got any more hands up? Miss Fox Body.
Call 313-7935.
Hey, what up? Hey, what up,
Ben? What's going on, baby?
What's going on? What up, Abby? What up, Leon and Leroy and everybody else on the line?
What up, Tim?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Slow motion up there at work getting it in. Hey, look, hey, Ben, you got the taxi guy still on the line?
No, I ain't. You know what Mike said? He's listening. What kind of question you got?
I got a Fox Philly Z-Body question for him.
A stock switch and D-body? Okay. Hey, Kevin or Dennis, if y'all still on, open up your mic or send me a text. You know what? What's the question? What's the question? And then they may even text me to answer.
With stock switch, I know a lot of the anti-roll bars say you can't run a lot of anti-roll bars on the street. What's the major conflict with that between anti-roll bar and sway bar for running on the street and a little bit of track drives?
Okay, your question is, can you run an anti-roll bar and
basically on the street?
Bar on the street?
Yeah, basically on the street car, yeah. That's the question.
Can you run it on the street car?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I'm saying a lot of anti-roll bars you can't run on the street. You're not recommended to run on the street. Which one you can, which one you can't use for a street car?
Okay. Well, if they hear it, if they get on, then I send the answer.
Okay.
If they hear it, text me, and then if not, give me a text tomorrow, and then I'll call them on the freeway and let you talk to them.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I appreciate
you. Oh, man. Ain't no problem, bro.
Man, we be at work, man. We'll be for my night, man.
Huh?
I said, y'all get me through my night. Every night it's something new. I get on the talk show, but I just, you know what I mean, some time there every night. It was an interesting little topic and stuff. I'm going to take one comment about the Chase McRacing. Chase McRacing, well, you know, you might team up with somebody who might have something that you don't, and you might have something that they don't have. You know what I mean? So a person that runs a Chase for a race car, motor, transmission, he might not have the abilities and the capabilities to build a motor and the trans and all that stuff. So you got to go somewhere and spend your money smart and wisely to get a quality product so you ain't back in there taking your stuff apart every half or two or blowing up all your eight half or two like a lot of racers I've seen. So being a technical racer might be a smart racer because you're not spending the money and spending your wheels stuck on something that could be done right the first time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all here.
We here.
So,
Ben, you there?
Did you drop
this? I think Newton was dropped that.
Wait.
Hello?
Yeah. Wayne,
yeah.
You still there?
That's it. Like, a lot of them just dropped off, I think.
I think, too. Larry, where you at?
I'm right here with y'all, Lee.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here. I was on mute. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bookie here.
Bookie
here. Hey, Leon.
Yo.
Larry.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I just want y'all to know y'all some stand-up guys, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, when the bullshit's going down, it be real foggy. But when it comes to realization, man, when the smoke clear, I'm going to do what I can for any and everybody, man. That's the way I roll, man. Right. Yes, sir. I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna have my fun, but when it comes time to get out, I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir. That's right. That applies to you. I'm gonna do it for you or anybody else if I can.
This
is about me since I got horse. So have us some fun, man. Yeah, this is what it's about.
See you, man. Yeah, but anybody that calls somebody else a check boot race in my eyes is just flat out hate.
Is that you, bro?
Hey, T-Mo. Hey, why don't you be they can't beat you? Hey, why don't you be more specific then, Wayne? Huh? Yeah, why don't you be more specific then, Wayne? Hey, you know what? I will get more specific, but on Grudge, we don't talk about people unless they're on the line. So if they get them on the line, I speak on them.
Wayne, I just want to say to a stand-up guy, Wayne. Man, I appreciate you being a stand-up guy, Wayne. We appreciate that, brother. You're going to be doing
well, man. And I will travel.
And you will travel.
So who you got,
hey,
Larry?
Who
you got? Who you got? You got little Tony or Avery? Who you take? Who you going with?
I like little Tony, man.
I don't know who I like. I just like to see.
Yep, I like little Tony.
Okay. Should be Joe.
And I like DJ Grant too.
What, against the white boys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
You know what? If DJ Grant wasn't having the problems that he was having, you know, he was having his belt was jumping off and all kind of problems. But I have seen this cop made a clean hit. DJ Grant is a mean man. If both of them styles make a clean hit, ain't no way in the world the white boy's going to do that. That's my opinion, you know.
Right.
And I've been waiting on this here for a long time, Wayne. I've been waiting on this here for about five months, man.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of talk about it.
Yeah.
But, man, I just want to see good, clean hits in both races.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know, sometimes it's better to turn that power down and get on down the track.
Yeah. The only thing I want the guys to do, the younger guys that's in the game, Wayne, is if they see that car try to go crazy on them, get up out of it, man. You got a chance to race again, man. You can race some other time. If you see that car try to act a fool, get up out of it. Don't lay in it.
Right. Respect them cars.
Okay. Respect them.
Yeah, let your shit flow like Leon, then, you know. Just keep the push.
That's how it is. That's what you do with slow people, Wayne.
Oh.
Hey, some people can't help but be slow, Wayne. What the hell?
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
All I know when I was in Macon, I like what I saw.
I do, too. I ain't did nothing, man. I'm just still learning that old junk. I haven't had it for 20 years. I'm learning it.
Right. I see. I like the way she put them on the bars and just rolled it on out.
They
kind of went on through there.
Hey, if my chassis was there, it wouldn't even do that. That was me jumping on the phone. They was teaching me that on the phone.
Right.
But I was happy because it went down the track. That's all.
Right. Nope. Good to you go down.
I sure wish I could have went to Florida. I knew that. I would love to go to Florida, man.
Maybe you both.
But this old job won't let me do that. What be it, dropped off?
It ain't 7 o'clock yet.
I don't know, I
am. It's after 7, but
no. No, it's only 6 on here.
Yeah, I'm on Detroit time at 7:18.
Right.
Who's doing the show? Lady A got the show tonight?
You're a governor. Take over the show, damn it.
I can't take over anything yet. Anybody, we got, Lady A, we got any more callers?
Wait, hold on, sit man. I got this shit, goddamn. Just
well, hold it down,
man.
Hold it down,
man.
All right. I'm back. My phone, I'm listening to everything that was going on the phone, but my mic is back open. I do have an answer to your question. This Jay Barnes called me now. I can't answer you, Jay, because you're going to cut me off. So I can't answer you. But to your street question, you can run an anti-roll bar with a street car, but you have no body roll. It will be harder on parts. So to answer your question, you can do it, but you will have no body roll. And it'll be harder on your suspension car. That was from Kevin and Dennis over at Race Engineering. So, if they was hearing it, they will get in touch with me, and that's your answer. You can do it, but it sounded like they do not advise that you do.
Okay, that's good. Right, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, all right, man. No problem. Yeah.
Did you let them know it was a 15-second car?
A 15-second who?
Did you let them know it was a 15-second car?
No, I ain't let them know that, man. Hey, but...
Hey, you understand how you were riding in the passenger seat yesterday?
Hey, you better worry about getting that motor to roll over before you worry about anti-roll bar.
Hey, I do want you fans to know. Want y'all to know that Big Clock is having a race at Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. White Trash, which is owned and paid by Wayne, Never Scared, and is locked in to run Lil Junior. Head Up Pro Tree, 8th Mile, Flip for Lane Choice, in the staging lanes by, I believe, 6 o'clock. We're going to try to do it at 2. If Wayne is ready at 2, we're going to get down at 2. If not, we're going to try to roll it on over to 6 o'clock if it's not dark. But that is White Trash and Lil Junior, Head Up Pro Tree, 8 Mile. They are locked. All right. Lady A. Hold on 1 second. Trying to get some mics open, y'all.
I said I wasn't going to come by there without calling. I was going to call first, and then that way I would know.
Yeah, Lady A is on, you guys. Lady A, if you could open up a mic. I don't know the numbers that's associated. Yeah. Hey, she gonna open. What up, Drag? How you doing?
She just opened me up. What's up, man?
She just. Oh man, Drag, we having a good show tonight, man. We had Kevin.
I got
and
on
had
when you had Kevin and Dennis and them on. I was going to respond to them, but
okay.
I had got a call. I had to get off.
Okay. Cool.
You know, Dennis and Kevin, them, you know, me and them guys go back a long ways, chassis work, man. The guys do excellent
they do.
Work.
Yes, they do. Y'all do. I do remember that. Drag, we got a topic tonight.
Drag.
Okay. Hey, Wayne, I just wanted to tell Wayne before we get into it.
You ain't nothing.
Well, I guess I don't have nothing to tell him now. He told me.
All right,
go ahead, Biz. I'm sorry.
Well, we're talking about checkbook races tonight, man. Is it good or is it bad for the grudge racing game? You know, it's a lot of people that talk about people like myself and Wayne, and you know, they can't talk about you. You know, you could build your own car, drive it, tune it, and everything else, you know. But You know, but you know, is checkbook races? Is it good or bad for the game?
Right.
Okay. Some of the stuff that you were saying, Biz, I didn't hear everything you said. Can you briefly run that back by me again? There was a lot of noise in the back.
Hey, yeah. If you're not talking, put your phone on mute because it is a lot of background noise. So, guys, if you're not talking, you know, thanks, I appreciate it. Put your phone on mute. You know,
hello?
Guys like myself, you know, can't change the oil, can't change the spark plug. You know, can't do a whole lot of driving. We get talked about by the grudge racing world that we're really not even needed in grudge racing. We shouldn't be in grudge racing. They down the fact that we're really nothing because we can't do nothing to our own cars. We can't put the motor in. We can't tune it, and you know, things of that sort and that nature. So, do they have any validity to what they're saying, or are we still a factor in grudge racing?
Well, I definitely don't agree with you guys not being a factor because you are a factor. There's a lot of guys that don't even. Not only do they not know how to work on the cars, they don't care to know. You know what I'm saying? But they're able to go racing, you know, and they're able to pay for whatever it is that they're doing or have the team, you know, put together to where they don't have to work on the car. So at some point, you got to start somewhere, Biz. You know, I can take you back to the 70s when I first started racing, man. God, dog, they ring me out so bad. I'm talking about ring me out as a young boy, you know. Man. That's what gave me, you know, the go-ahead to go ahead on and learn how to do this stuff myself. Because everywhere I turned, you know, they were sticking it to me, man. And, you know, I think I say I probably caught on around early 80s, 81, 82, started setting my own valves and things like that and adjusting my timing and learning how to, you know, tune the carburetors in and stuff. It takes a while, but, you know, you don't just come out the womb, man, knowing how to do this. You got to learn how to do it. And no, I don't agree with you guys don't have a place. I mean, if that's the case, then none of us have a place because none of us was born with this knowledge. You know, it takes time. And fortunately, nowadays, there are so many different places that you can go and so many shops and engine shops and chassis shops that are that's so local. You know, back in those days, you only had a few people. Back in the days, you only had a few guys that you really could go to. You know what I'm saying? And so they were kind of in demand, so they could pretty much, you know, make their own pricing. But now it's competitive. So the newer guys have a better chance as far as, you know, they don't have to go to Joe Bo with this big name. They can go with somebody else that has, you know, same ability to build, but, you know, the prices is a little bit more reasonable.
That's exactly. That's so true. I remember when I first got into racing back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I first did my first car, it was a guy named Bill Reed. Man, that man,
yeah.
they used to beat that man though down. And back then, he was building motors for 20 and 30. Back then, and hey, I don't know. They just say it wasn't what it was supposed to be, but
well, B&R, Bill Reed, I always call him B&R. You know, we kind of was rivalries for a long time. Bill's a little older than me. Bill probably 15, 20 years older than me. But the thing of it is, Biz, he was kind of a South Side dude. And all the guys from the South Side went to Bill Reed. And, you know, with us being West Side dudes, it became a rivalry till it came down to me and Bill Reed had to run each other one time up in Indies at a Super Chevy race. And, man, I'm telling you, it was an undisclosed amount of money that was betted. But we beat him, you know. And that pretty much kind of brought a togetherness between me and Bill Reed. Not that we ever had any animosity, but it was all about racing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So everywhere we see each other, we were at each other's throat.
Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna hang up.
You in, Sleepy? We hear you. We hear you, Sleepy.
I ain't even talking on drag, man. I'm sorry.
that's all good. No, what it is Lady A is at home. She can't get on the line with us, but she's online. She's opening up mics, so she can't say your mic is open. So if you own the mic, and just holler your name, we'll let you know that we can hear you guys. Everybody that got their hand up, their mic should be open.
All right, man. I didn't mean to talk over you, Greg. I'm sorry, man.
No, you ain't okay. You good. You good, Sleep. You good.
All right. I don't speak to everybody in the grid real while I'm on, man. Governor Leon, Larry, Big Wayne. Now I'm going to mute myself, man.
It's all good.
Sleepy knows about the different rivalry that we had, the South Side against the West Side. But it was all about racing.
Yeah.
It wasn't
nothing,
you know, nothing mean or nothing like that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, this came about with a guy over in Detroit, Johnny Quick. He's a very good grudge racer. He did a lot of things up to maybe about a year ago, and the thing that I'm seeing with not just him but with other people, you know, technology continued to evolve. And people continue to get faster and faster and faster. So when people come up to where I am or where I think I am, and they're going to surpass me. They're going to surpass me because technology and people is getting faster and faster. But the problem is people came up to some people, they done got upset, and they got to bring something out to try to down what you're doing. There ain't nobody down what Jimbo and Wayne have done this year. Nobody.
Well, you know, what you're saying, Biz, is so true. You know, me and Wayne and even Jimbo as well, we talk crap when we see each other, man, but it's all in the race rivalry. Them dudes are some hefty racers, man. They travel, they go, you know, they done been down there to race these boys that they wanted to run, and they ain't just trying to run the average dude. They go after the baddest dudes that they know of. And they've proven that twice when they went down there to race the Jersey boys.
Yeah.
You know, and they got good stuff. They got good cars, you know, they got good looking cars, they got good engines, they run well. And these dudes are definitely affecting drag racing. And just because you got 5, 10 maybe even more than that, got different hardcore racers in the same state don't, you know, shouldn't make one person less than the other. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
It's
right.
Kind of crazy
that
guys look at stuff like that. I mean, look at you, Biz. You know, you said it all in a nutshell. You still in the learning stages, and look where you've made it. But the reason that you are in the position that you're in is because you didn't quit. I remember, I was right there when you wrecked both of them cars the same year. I was down there helping you load that car on the trailer. You turned around and told me, Big Drag, I quit, man. I give.
Uncle,
you say,
yeah.
I give, bro. I can find something better to do with my money. These are your words.
Yeah.
I can find something better to do with my money, God dog, instead of fixing these race cars. I say, well, dude, you know what? Just take time and think about it, man. And it wasn't 3 months or 4 months later, you was back running again and had that thing going. But, you know, sometimes it's okay to give out. Just don't give up, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
That's Kid.
Yeah,
go ahead, Kid.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, Kid?
Biz?
What's going down, Kid?
What's going on, Larry? Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
As long as you're having fun and writing that check, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know. As long
and
as you're
cash
fun,
some checks, too, so that's a good thing.
It's perfectly all right.
Now that we got Larry and Kid on the line, I didn't know they was on there. I'm going to take you back a little bit, Biz. I know a lot of people say, man, why Greg be talking about what they used to do? But I just want to bring this up because these guys that were relevant and the guys were some heck of a racers in the race game. Take CW, for instance. Here's a man that got dog that couldn't read a spark plug. You understand what I'm saying? Not because he was, you know, dumb or anything like that, because he never was into building engines or, you know what I'm saying, trying to tune them. CW, everything he had built or he bought.
Hold on, Jack. Hold on, Jack. Hey, we got some background noise, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And back in the late 70s, mid-70s to like the early 80s, man, CW was one of the baddest son of guns with a race car around here, you know, around Chicago. I mean, the man had Pontiacs, real Pontiacs that could run back in 1980 with a Pontiac motor, and it could run 1050 on the motor. Man, that was getting it, man.
Yeah.
So you can't say just because the dude don't have a name.
If you ain't talking, please put your phone on mute. Put your phone on mute, please. If you're not talking, and then put your phone on mute, and then jump in. We'll let you say something. We'll let you say something. We're gonna go the whole 3 hours tonight. I'm gonna go to work, but Drag gonna take over. So we're gonna let you say what you need to say. But if you're not talking, please put the phone on mute. And we're gonna get you in there. But Drag, you know what, man? But the thing is about me is I'm only good as my guys are. And I got some really good guys, man. They saved me a whole lot of pain. They saved me a whole lot of trouble. You know, I only spend money on the technical stuff. You know, when it comes to motor installations and upkeep and all that, man, my guys take care of all that, man. They take care of all that, man. When we got to take the motors out of the Goblin, man, Derek and Foz was over there. Johnny on the spot took all that stuff out. We went loaded that stuff up and took that thing to the shop. So, you know, it takes more than just one person to run an operation, man.
You're absolutely right, Biz. And see, team is what makes success. It's not just one individual. It's a combination of what everybody can bring to the table, bro. And like you said, I'm glad that you said that you mentioned Lil Derek, you know, and the guy that you had. Lil Derek was your stepping stone to get to where you are. You know, he had the knowledge, and he had the driving ability. And Lil Derek got you to the next level. You know, maybe you guys went your separate ways or whatever the case may be, but he still was, you know, a very intricate part of your success early on. You know, you don't come out
you
to
know
go successful, bitch.
Man, and not only was early part of my success, but for the success that I'm having now. Because the kind that we call Lil Junior, the kind that we call Lil Junior, man, I don't want to use the word perfected it, but I enhanced what he already had. Just like if I sell it today to somebody else is gonna enhance what I done already did. But what these guys over in Detroit talking about is if you don't build a car from the scratch like baking a cake from scratch, then you really ain't nothing. You ain't really did nothing. All you did was, you know, they want you to do what you. Everybody can't do what you just did, Drag. Can't nobody just go get what you just got out of that shell that you got and put it together like you put it together.
Yeah.
Everybody can't do that.
Well, Biz, another thing to add to what you're saying is the ultimate goal is to be to try to win and be successful.
Yeah.
And like you said, everybody can't build a complete car, you know. And first of all, we all can't afford it, you know. I'm going to go on record letting everybody know.
Say that again, Drake.
Everybody can't, you know, it's not affordable for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've been building a new car. I got a 2012 body that I started building in 2011. You understand what I'm saying? I got a brand new Rick Jones chassis, and my car, I could only spend so much money at Rick's. I had to bring it home to finish it. You know what I'm saying? And I started this project, and I ain't kidding you, man. I started this project in September of 2011, and now I will have a complete piece within the next month. You know, my engine's done, my car is ready for the engine, but man, it's taken me over 14 months to even get to this point. Now, my 2012 car won't be debuted. Actually, you can really say my 2011 car won't be debuted to 2013.
Yeah.
Some of us, we just don't have the, you know, the money. We got the know-how and ability, but we don't have the finances to go with it.
And you know what? Yeah, go ahead.
You know what they call it? It's a four-letter word that they use for that. It's called hate.
What's that? Yeah.
call it hate.
You know,
yeah.
We said it earlier. It boils down to jealousy, man. That, for them to sit there and talk about Wayne, talk about Jimbo for coming together and collaborating, or talking about Ron over there with the vet, about him going to buy a motor that's already together. Man, that's just jealousy, man. Because to me, to go already and buy a turnkey car, you smarter than the person that's actually building the car. Because
exactly.
You mean it's smart. Exactly. When I mean smarter, I don't want to say the ones smart ones dumb. What I'm saying is I'm buying something 40 cents on a dollar with drag spent money on brand new stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Drag.
I'm
gonna put my phone on mute for a minute, Drag.
Okay. I'll say this to everybody that you know what I said, I could have bought a car that was ready, but I couldn't afford to do that because I didn't have the upfront money. You know, this is a process, pretty much a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? I have to keep it going as I can afford to, you know, and I have to sit it to the side when I can't. And like I said, it's been a long time coming, and it's finally getting to the point where it's really making it around the corner. You know? But, I take my hat off to all these guys, man, and you know the what's his name? I forget his name. Biz called his name. Johnny Quick and all them. Those are fast guys as well. They got, you know, nice equipment and things like that. But you can't really put a person down for his, you know, how he spends his money to build his stuff or to how the time that it takes him to do it.
Hey, Slip.
Yep.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, Don Yay,
what's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I think Biz is still on the head, man. That's just hate, Big Drag.
Well, you know, a lot of stuff is hating, Yay. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people don't like to pass the torch neither, Don Yay. You know what I'm saying? Look at the label that Biz got. You know, we call him King Biz. We call him that for a reason. Not because he came in the game with a bunch of money, but he took his car. He perfected his car, and he won races, bruh. And I'm going to go on to say, not just Biz. Look at you. You know what I'm saying? When I first knew you, Donye, you had a doggone Buick with a Buick motor in it. And look how you revolved from that to get to the position that you're in. I'm an older dude, an older school racer. You know, I used to have all the fame when it come to street racing, and everybody looked up to me. But you know what I had to pass the torch on, bruh?
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with passing the torch on. You know, you guys is the new wave. Y'all, what's happening?
Right. And well, eventually, we're going to have to do the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, don't let them stay the same, man.
Hey, Big Drag, I think the nail in the coffin is this. You can't knock a man for running his own program the way how he want to run.
He can only run it the way that he can run it. You know, some of the guys that's been named, I don't know, they could be millionaires. They could be billionaires. They can do what they want to do, how they want to do it. They can have all equipment in their shop doing all the machine work. Some of us ain't fortunate enough to have those things, you know?
Exactly. Well,
you
got to
work at your pace.
Hey, Drake. What's up, Big Fred? Checking in. I'd like to send out a condolence to one of our guys here, downtown, Big Pimp and Vine, his mother passed. Let him know that
okay.
We got in our prayers.
Yeah, you let him know that us over here, man, he got our condolences, man, and you know, we pray that the Lord keep him through his grieving. Hey, we got a lot of radio noise here, y'all, background. If we could get some of the guys that just put their finger over their mic to somebody while we on talking, and when you're ready to talk, you know, come back in.
Hey,
Greg, you're not making it to Florida.
I won't be making it to Florida.
What about you, Donnie? You going down?
No, I ain't gonna make it down there, man.
Hello?
Huh?
Oh, my God.
I just got too much going on.
Yeah, I feel you. I've been working 12 hours, 7 days, so I know I ain't going to go nowhere.
Hey, Ben.
What was they saying about checkbook races? Biz was saying that the guys were saying that the guys, such like people like Biz, he named himself, that don't really have the knowledge to build his own race
Drag.
Car. But he's, yeah.
Drag.
Yeah.
The three love, what Biz is that? Hold on a second. Let us finish this question. Go ahead, Drag.
What Biz was saying was guys like himself that finance his operation. You know, first thing you got to give him credit for putting a team of guys together that can get done what it is that he's trying to do. Regardless if he has the ability, the knowledge, or whatever to do it himself, you got to give him credit for putting his team together. But what he was saying was that they're not respected as, you know, real racers or core racers. Really, they don't have, according to what Biz was saying, they don't have relevance. No, I don't think that. That ain't true. I mean, everybody can't drive cars, and everybody can't buy cars. Or build them. That's right. So you got to put a team together. Somebody got to pay for it. So, I mean, it's all within the team. Somebody got to check the cars. Somebody got to charge the battery. Somebody got to drive.
Hey, Drag, Three Love, was looking for. What's up, Three Love?
Hey,
Bird. I got a little bird shot on my shoulder yesterday, right? And they want me to ask you this for 2013. They said if you and DJ Grant driving your car next year, that's the word out of me. They called me.
I or DJ Grant? No, down in Hattiesburg or big clock race. Kurgan gonna drive my car, but I want to learn how to drive my car myself.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. If I catch you in that car, beating your ass, head of me and you, beating your ass. You draw on my dad, I'm drawing on your ass. Tell Smitty that.
Smitty listening.
I want him on it. That's why I'm saying that.
So you said, hold on, three. Let me get this straight. If I drive Lil Junior any part
I'm
of next
your
year,
ass.
With what?
I'm whooping your ass.
What pro mod you driving?
I'm being Pro Mod. That yellow, that bumper beam I'm gonna put on your ass.
I really don't even think I need to even practice to race you, but I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. Oh, if I didn't have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, man, I would tell you to get out on the knife, man.
And then I beat your ass on the knife.
No, you won't.
And I beat your ass on the knife.
Okay, well, see, I got a lot of sense. I'm not going to let pride and do that and get me and tell you to lock in. But Three Love, I'm going to tell you this.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something.
Wait. Let me say this. By July 4th, man, I'm going to beat the brakes off you, man. And Lil Junior, man.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right.
We're going to run
8 miles.
I don't care what we run to.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Biz.
If that's the case, we can run to the 60. I can get in that 9 and do that. We can run to the 60. I can 60-foot the hell out of a car.
Nah.
I know damn well I can 60-foot a car.
Yeah, I'm going to 60 your ass if I catch you in that car. If I catch you in the car, I'm beating your ass.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. What's going on?
Hey, Biz, this is Big Fred. Give me your number. Give us that number again so we can reach you down in Bradenton.
708-268-0992.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
My mic open. Hey, Biz, my mic open.
Yeah, your mic open. 708-268-0992. That'll be Bradenton's Lil Avery, DJ Grant, Pretty Tony, crew chief, Jay Barnes hotline. That'll be the hotline.
Hey, Biz, is Tony Barnes, is he locked in with anybody from Girls Inc.? Any of you guys?
Yeah. He locked in with crew chief. He locked in with crew chief with the 2S10 truck.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Hey,
you know,
say hello. Whoever it is, say hello. We hear you.
Yeah, only thing about Tony Bynes, you know, he wanted me to get Donye on the phone the other night, and I was going to call Donye, but it really wouldn't have made no difference because he wanted Donye to take something off his car, and I didn't want to waste Donye's time. You know,
Donye told me if he catching your car, he whooping your ass too. He driving your car. He whooping your ass.
Donye can whoop. Hey, what the freak? Donye got to get me in the car. Donye can beat me with I had driving the car last year. The freak he beat me in the car for?
He don't like how you been juggling on the radio show. Tell him you whooped the big block. He don't like you been juggling at it.
Hey, man, I beat a lot of big blocks last year. What's up, baby?
Leon on the run.
Yeah,
I'm here. Who that? This the best motorsports. We about to land down here.
Go try to shake that day and shake that bone and shake Tony off your ass. They don't need that for me because they ain't doing no racing right now.
This ain't no A.
Was it Lil Will?
No, this Rodney of the Bus Motorsports. We
what's going
here.
On, Rodney?
For all them haters, we here. We have come all the way down to Florida. Just make sure you say Bus Motorsports from Kane to represent Central North again. And we down here.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, me and Lil Tony had a conversation today, and y'all going to get it on. Y'all going to get it on. And I'm gonna post it on if y'all call me, I'm gonna tell you. But in the meantime, I'm gonna post it on www.grudgeinc.us. Well, when y'all over there, check out Grudge Book, check out the store. You need some spark plugs, you need some tires at a discounted price. Order up, help out your fellow Grudge racers, and this is for the Grudge racers. So www.grudgeinc.us. Go ahead and log on, become a member today, and check out Grudge Book. Become a member of Grudge Book. It's like Facebook, and become a member of Grudge Inc. so you can get the discounts at the store. But Bus Motorsports is in the house.
Right there.
What up?
It's Wayne, man. You want to make a bet?
You know, we can make a phone call. We can do something. I know y'all believe in the old Coogee, man.
I got 53 cents on Lil Tony.
We'll do a little something. We'll about get a fifth or something. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm standing down. I'm just gonna sit back and enjoy this. I ain't begging you for it.
Hey, Wayne, you got my number, Wayne. Just call me, and like I told you, like my man Type Man said, I'm gonna watch him shake down. When I see him shake down, then you know where to skin down.
I got you. I'm listening.
Yeah, if I see Tony stumbling out the hole like he usually do, I'm betting a farm. But if I see the man make a killer pass and Avery blowing the tires off trying to dump all that stuff on out the hole, I'm betting a farm.
Hey.
Well, you can bet that Avery's going to try to let it all ride out the door.
The after party for Bus Motorsports will be in Miami. We leave the track Saturday. We're down to Miami to celebrate.
Go, Biz.
Yeah.
Hello?
Biz.
Yeah, what's going on, Jerry?
Hey, we want to start out with a $10,000 race or a $5,000 race this year?
Let's start out with a $5,000 race this year.
Okay.
Let's start out with a $5,000 race this year.
Maybe end of May or beginning of June, we'll start the belt.
I was thinking Memorial Day weekend. We're going to let's do a meltdown on Memorial Day weekend.
Working on a schedule now, so just trying to. I'm also probably do some like junior meltdowns, like 8-car shootouts on Friday night to do for a thousand.
Man, you know what, man? I think I have time to take care of you, through that.
I know we're going to run. I want my lick back. Well, that's not pertinent. That's business.
What's going on, Terry?
Did that motherfucker just say he want his lick back?
Yeah, I said that.
I heard that just since the fifth grade, Free Love.
You did. You're in the country, so you don't have that word in this city. I'll whoop your ass, Wayne. What are you talking about? Whoop your ass. I'll get you in that car. I'll whoop your ass.
Hey, lady, hey, if you can open up 270-2981. That's 270-2981. Hey, Drag, I'm
going to
go stay on Drag. I'm
about
to walk in the room. So,
okay.
Sign off. See y'all later.
Yeah,
going to
be on her, or she ain't?
Hey, Drag. Let her in.
Yeah.
She on Drag. All you got to do is talk. And she'll open her mics and close them, but she can't get on because she's having us a family business.
Okay, every few minutes I'll ask her to check to see if we got any hands up.
Okay, Drag. All right.
Yes,
Sir. Hey, it's Kevin, man. What's going on? Trust me.
Who?
Who's your ID? Kevin.
Him?
Kevin.
What up, Kevin?
Hey, I just want to say if the guys want to write a check, I mean, that's up to them, man. I mean, just me. I have to do all my work myself, you know?
Hey, Kevin, hold one second. Hey, guys, everybody that's on the radio, can y'all please turn out the background noise? We can't hear the guys that's talking. So if you don't have anything to say right now, please mute your phone and come on back in when you're ready to talk. We can't hear. Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Doug, I just said, I ain't mad at those guys, you know. If I had the money to spend like that, I'd do the same damn thing, you know. But, I mean, I do all my engine work. I don't do my transmission work. I got a guy who does that and my welding work, but the rest I do myself. The one thing I like to tell guys is, you know, if you build a motor, when the first thing you do is cross engage your motor. Take it apart 3 or 4 times, put it back together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, whatever way the person got to do, whatever he has to do to, you know, put his team together and keep it going, then, I mean, that's the best thing that he has to do for himself. We shouldn't be knocking him because, you know, of the way that he does it. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But the final verdict is that he's got a team and he's running his operation. You know, I don't ask nobody, how did you get to the point where you're at, bro?
Yes, sir.
Actually, it's none of my business.
Right. I agree with you 100%. You know, anybody saying that Wayne, that, you know, he didn't change the spark plug or Jimbo can't do this and that, you know what I mean? Hey, they spend their money where they want to spend it. You know, this is America.
Yes, right. That's right.
It's
actually,
just me. I'm
too,
unfortunate.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work involved in building a race car, man. I don't give a darn if it's a 12-second quarter-mile car. Or if it's a 6-second quarter-mile car, there's a lot of work in putting a car together, man.
That's what guys don't understand. You know, it takes a lot. You know, I just try to cushion the blow and try and learn as much as I can. I've been to Roy Hill Dragon School. I've been to
Ray Morrison Engine School. You know, I just take advantage of what I can do. And I learn from people like you, Drag, and everybody else, and weighing them too. I watch it back and watch. If you think you know everything in this game, you dead.
Yeah. It was a process for me, bro.
But
the thing is, man, there's so much stuff readily available nowadays. I mean, it's there for you, man. You know what I mean?
These calls ain't shit, man. This bitch ain't got no range.
What I suggest to a guy is that if you think you're getting taken over, you know, just learn from the internet, learn from talking to people is one of the best things to do, and diversify it for yourself. You know,
bro,
you
there's so many choices. There's so many choices nowadays that the older guys wasn't afforded. Hey, we're going to need, hey, Lady A, can you start muting mics and open them back up? Because obviously whoever it is has got all this noise in the background. They're not paying attention to what we're saying. So if you can mute the mics, Lady A, and then just start open them back up one by one, we appreciate it.
Hey, it's good now, Drag.
Yeah.
They got
a ton of background noise, man, and we got guys on here that actually want to talk and want to learn things and express their opinions, and we got to get fair play for everybody.
Hey, Drag.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Drag, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Hey, Drag,
hey,
can you hear
Terry.
Me?
Hey,
yeah,
Terry,
I hear
you getting off
that.
Terry, you getting off tomorrow?
From GI, from Gary, that's Wild Man.
What's up, Wild Man?
Not much, man. Just getting on here. This is my first time ever being clicked in. Just letting everybody know. Big time coming out for next season.
We got a question for you, Vic.
You're a long time racer.
Huh? Vic, we got a question for you. But Terry was just saying something. What'd you say, Terry?
No, that background noise opened up for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Terry, will you be in office tomorrow?
Wild Man.
What up,
Wild
though?
Man, we got a question for you, Wild Man.
What's that?
One of the topics today that Biz had was how do you feel about people that's not mechanically inclined or knowledgeable to build a race car themselves, but financially able to put a team together and be able to go out and be competitive? How do you feel about that?
I feel ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, it takes that sometimes.
Exactly. I agree with you, bro.
You might be a guy that would want to race and drive and can't afford to.
For instance, like you got a couple guys in my crew, you know. Mm-hmm. Money ain't great in the family, but you got a lot of guys that run the race. I don't have this money, but I do the best I can for what I can. Right, right, right. That's good answer. That's good answer, bro. Real good answer. Okay, hey, lady, I'm not doing a lot of driving for other people, you know, but hey.
It is what it is. The best way it can be done is the best way.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Drag.
You know, yes, sir.
Hey, Drag.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Hey, I ain't been listening that long, man, but it's just like NHRA. You know what I mean? Shit, them guys pay other guys to drive their cars. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's checkbook racing. You know what I mean?
That's a good question because they put a team together, which consists of probably 20 fellas or more, because their team consists of people that don't even come to the racetrack, bro. They got people back at the race shop that's doing R&D, research and development every day, and they're building and they're doing these things, they're doing those things. So those are guys that's basically checkbook racing.
Exactly.
Hey, Drag.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Drag.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Drag.
I'm listening, bro.
Hey, Drag, it's KLA. I'd like to give you a scenario. I mean, I was putting my motor together to give a scenario. I bought a set of rings, cost me $200. I broke two rings. So I had to call the guy back, order some rings. He charged me $70 just for two rings. I should have just brought the whole set, you know, but just like explain to you guys, it's a learning process, it's a learning thing, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like if, let's say us mechanics, you know what I'm saying? We're out of mechanics or whatever, technicians, I'm a specialist in the part that we specialize in. Now, yeah, dog, they take us out of from being a mechanic and take us in the hospital and ask us to perform open heart surgery on somebody. Do a transfer over? Heck no. You know, and I'm saying that to say this. The person that may not be his expertise is mechanics or building a race car may be in business or, you know, as a doctor or as a dentist, whatever the case may be. You know, and their pockets allow them to be able to do the things that they have a love for. So do that make them less of a racer because they can't build a race car? But do that make us less of a person because we can't perform open heart surgery on somebody that's dying? No, it don't.
No. I just know from my experience, I would never put another one together. I would buy one that's 50% done or 90% done and then add what I'm going to add to it, but I would never build another one. It's just too much money.
Well, I can do open heart surgery and drive a race car, so I'm good.
Well, who is that, Big Will?
Yeah.
Big Will, you keep on speaking out like that about some stuff, we're going to pull your children crossing permit from you.
hey, you want me to do open heart surgery? I do open heart surgery on you any day. Just let me know when.
Wait, we're going to make you wear pants in the summertime.
Cut me open and get something to set off me, because it ain't coming off fast enough.
You going to lose that bet, mug.
Hey, man, don't you worry about that bet. When it's time to be what I'm supposed to be, I'll be where I'm supposed to be, where I told you I'd be at.
All right. I'm waiting.
Now, I guess, dog, I'm going to extend your probation. But if we got anybody else, Lady A, we got any more callers, get them on. That's it. Make it quiet now, man. That's what we need. We need to be able to hear everybody. And if anyone on here needs to speak, man, just call my name or holler out, and we'll get you right on.
Hey, Dre.
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
All right. I just wanted to make sure you were listening.
Okay.
Hey,
G Shot. G Ball, what's up,
King?
Ooh, nothing, man. What y'all into?
Man, just having an open discussion about what one of Biz's topics was today. And
I was hearing the topic, man. You know, to be honest, man, you know, I do 99% of the work on my car.
Right.
And I ain't going to lie.
You got an echo, G, you on the speaker?
No, I ain't on the speaker. Okay.
Okay, well, go ahead.
So I might be close to you, guys, that would they fall over.
Like I say, I did 99% of the work on my car. And
right.
I wish I could write a check and have somebody do 99% of it, because I'm tired of working on it.
I got you on that.
Yeah, background noise, I had to mute the mic. Go ahead, carry on. Good stuff. Keep it. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. We got a couple guys from the area going down to Ball's
Racing.
I just muted mine. They're still doing it. Hopefully I reached out enough to get them on to let everybody know who it is. I know they weren't planning a sneak attack and not say much. But hopefully those guys can get on here and top it up with us for a little bit. With that being said, I think we can go ahead and get the show on the road for the day. Do we have any callers in the queue so far?
Right now we have. Start getting Chicago on the line, Florida on the line, Louisiana on the line, and that way we can get some communication going on. We can get some dialogue going back and forth.
Hey, Drake.
Did we get cut off?
Yellow.
Man, it's a long delay in that. Hello?
We still on?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't hear nobody else.
Yeah,
can y'all hear me? This truck,
can y'all hear me?
I was on mute.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I
hear you.
You
hear me, G?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, they had muted everybody's mic, and I was muted. I couldn't say anything. I just sent Kevin texted telling the tail of the eight that I got muted somehow. But everybody that's on the radio, just go ahead on if you're muted. You're trying to talk and we don't hear y'all. Just go ahead on mash your one button again, and Lady A will get you back on.
Hello.
That you, Kevin?
Hello, hello.
We hear you, Fred. We hear you.
Well, what store was used there? Because I ain't used number. Ultra,
High
Tech, and Menard.
Big Fred, you there?
Yeah, man, for that.
Okay, go ahead on with what you were talking about, G.
Early, I think it was early
11-12. Yeah.
G Shot, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you can go ahead on with what you're talking about, what you was talking about, G, if you wasn't finished.
Yeah, man, like I was saying while it was echoing, I don't know what was going on, but, you know, I do 99% of the work on the car because I have to, you know, I can't afford to pay nobody, but,
right.
In the morning,
I really wish I could flip the script. I'd love to pay somebody to work 99% of the stuff out on these things, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I'm tired of working on them. I don't see nothing wrong with it. If you can afford it, man, do it, you know?
Exactly.
You know, anything when it comes to money, and that's why people, when they get money, you know, they quit working as hard because they can take it easy a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, some of us are blessed with some skills. Some are blessed with a lot of skills, you know. Some of us are blessed with a little money, and some of us blessed with a whole bunch, you know. And you just got to take advantage of what you were blessed with, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know?
Hey, somebody in the background is talking about they ain't spent but $100. Could you please meet your mic?
I got a doctor's appointment at
12. Well, evidently he ain't heard it.
You got
to
go to the doctor at 12.
Lady A, can you find out who that is if you're on the line? If someone has their phone, set down and they talking in the background.
He got to go to the doctor at 12.
Yeah,
yeah.
He got some crabs or something.
That outside dick keeps them hoes sick.
Hey, maybe them bands made him dance.
Hey, where's Kimo at tonight?
He quiet. He
Kimo might be on his way to Florida, though. Yeah, that's right, because, you know, the race starts tomorrow.
You headed in the Florida drag?
No, I ain't going to make it, G. I'm trying to get rid of my truck and get another one, and I need all money, man.
Yeah, that's me, man. I ain't got the money, yo. You know, I've had some opportunities offered to me, but, man, you know, you miss out on 6 days of work. That's some money, you know, so.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
Yeah,
man.
So.
Yeah.
I'd love to be
there.
They're going to
have a great show. I'm sure
they're going to
have a great show tomorrow. I would have liked to have been there as well, man, but that's what make guys like Dolomite and Gunny Picks, you know what I'm saying, and Slop. That's what makes them popular, man.
You know, they got their videos and stuff, and we can buy the videos of the race. That's what's so cool about that.
Yeah.
It's just,
hey,
Dre, it's just
Dre.
What's going on? Who that?
It's Kenny. What's going on? What up, Jeff?
What up? What up,
what's
Kenny?
What's up, Kenny? Drive the pound of the house.
That's right.
What happened? What's happening with you, Kenny?
Oh, man, slow but steady. I'm trying to get this money together because I've never made it to Hattiesburg, but I'm trying to get there this year.
Well, I'll tell you this. I ain't got to tell you this. You know you're welcome, but if for some reason you ain't got the car ready, you can get in and ride with us, but we're going to be there a week early. I can tell you that now.
Oh, I can't be off that long, but I'm trying my best to make it. I know I won't have my car, but I'm going one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, you'll see a lot of fun racing, man. A lot of good stuff goes on at that race. You know,
I've been
the first one.
I never made it. You know that drag? I never made it. But that trip to Georgia, man, that changed my whole outlook on a lot of different things. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's what Grudge Inc. does for all the racers, all the spectators. You know, the ma and pa's that not racing no more but enjoy the sport. Get a chance to meet everybody, you know, from different states, different racers, different cars, you know, and that's what's so cool about it, man. You know, we've met a lot of people, you know. I know myself personally a lot of people because I've been one that always did go traveling grudge racing or, you know, class racing. So I know a lot of people, but there's a lot of people I'm still meeting, you know what I'm saying, because there are a lot of new guys in the game. And that's what Grudge Inc. does. It's, you know, it's bridging the gap between the different states, and we're starting to know these guys. You know, we know who this person is, that person is. You know, and if you got a question or you need to know something, you can get on the radio show that night. You don't have to wait till the next week to go race and hope that you see this guy. You can get on the radio show that night, and you can talk to us personally, or you can get information how to get in contact with us. You know, and that's nothing but all the great things that Grudge Inc. is bringing to the table, you know. Now we're in the process of opening up our store, you know, and you'll be able to go online. And for the guys that's on here that's not already a member, it doesn't cost anything. All you got to do is take out, you know, 2 minutes of your time and tune in www.grudgeinc.us and sign up and become a member. And, you know, if you got some new things going on, you're building a car, You know someone building a car, man, leave us a message on the message board. You know, leave us pictures of your cars. And these are things that we'll pull out and make those the topic of our shows, you know, so we can highlight you guys. The ones that's not known, we want to know you, you know, and we want everybody out here to know who you guys are.
Yeah, they need to, know some of the slower guys.
Let me tell you something, Kenny. I'm just talking, Drag. My first race car, man, but I'm taking you back to 1975. I run 1337, man. 1337. And you know, man, it was like God dog the fastest thing in the world to me.
That was the fastest thing period back then, man. Them cars was running good back then, you know?
That was not too shabby for a 14-year-old kid, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta start at some point. You know, and the cool part about it, I can remember my brother. I'm going to tell y'all a little story, which y'all going to laugh about. My brother, it was me and my brothers, all my brothers, we put this car together, and my buddy Mike, and everybody that knows me knows Mike, because me and Mike is the team. A lot of people, that's all they talk about is drag, 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 but it's not just drag. It's drag and Mike. Mike is just never talked about. And back in the days when they seen the car say M&R Racing, that was Mike and Rick, meaning me and Mike. But anyways, I can remember one time I had those 68 Roadrunner, and my brother had bought an intake for, I think he meant spend $100. And he said, hey, man, let's put this intake manifold on the car and try it. They say it's supposed to be better. Well, here we are, you know, 14, 15-year-old kids, 16-year-old at the tops with, you know, some of my brothers or my buddies. And we get the intake on the motor. If you know a Chrysler, it was a Roadrunner. So you don't have to change the intake gaskets on the Mopar to change the manifold, nor do you need to pull a distributor out of it. So we pull the intake off of it, right? And we put this new intake manifold on there. So we go to bolt the carburetor down, and one of the holes that holds the carburetor down, the base, was stripped out. So we don't know no better, you know. We young kids. We don't know nothing. you know what we do? We take a 9/16, well, which would be a 7/16 thread, but we would call it a 9/16 because at that time we did not know that it went by thread size. All we did was call it what size wrench to fit it on it. So we finally, you know, forced a 9/16 head, 7/16 thread. A 3/8, a 3/8 thread size in a 5/16 hole. Well, after we kept running in and out and got it to fit, we was able to get it to tighten down. But what we done, we took a drill and drill a carburetor out, the hole on the carburetor, and wobble it out so we could get that big bolt in there. And, man, I tell you, we took that car to the track, which at US 30. And the first run down the track, now the fastest run before we changed manifolds, it had an Offenheiser dual plane manifold on it. We took that off and we put an Edelbrock, I think it was an open plenum manifold that we put on there. And, you know, rushing as kids, they had no patience. We left the radiator cap off the car. We didn't know, and I made the first run. And the fastest the car had been before was like 13:36. That was like the fastest time we had ever been. Well, we put that manifold on there, bro, and that thing had water jumping out the radiator, and it was going in the carburetor and was making the car miss. The car went 13:11 right off the back with that manifold that my brother had bought. So now we come back, we cool the car, we put the radiator cap on it. But to make a long story short, before that night was over, we ended up going 1265 with that car. And I'm taking you back to 1976. 76 when we done that, was 75 when we built the car. But, you know, if you have the ambition, man, you know, you'll figure it out and you'll get it done. If you just keep on chipping away at it'll happen.
Well, you know me, Drag. You've been knowing me a while. I don't give up.
No. You can't give up. I told me and Crew Chief then was talking one day, you know, and we was talking about stuff, and I told him, you know, winners never quit, and quitters never win, you know. So
right.
Eventually, if you keep on going, you'll get to that goal, you know. All these guys that's doing well, and me as well, that has, you know, made a name in the race game and stuff, man, it didn't happen overnight, bro. It definitely didn't happen overnight. I had to get doggy, continue to keep chipping away at it, and finally I got it, you know, down pretty much to a science. But, you know, there's new territories that I've, you know, gotten myself into as of the last 5-6 years, man, and I'm learning all over again. So, I mean, you never know it all.
That's true. Yeah, but I'm gonna try to do a little more racing this year.
Next year. Well, we would love to have you there, Kenny. And if anything I can help you with, feel free to call, man, like you have always done. Anybody else with your mic open want to talk?
We ain't done, are we?
What happened to Leon? Leon ain't on the line no more? Anybody else out there want to do any talking?
Sound like everybody gone.
Well, Lady A is if you're there, Lady A, and you can hear us, if we got any more people with their hands raised, can you please open their mics?
Drag, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Who is that, G?
Yeah, G.
Yeah, I hear you, G. What you got going
right
on? No swap meet?
Hold on a minute, man. I'm getting another call.
Okay. Okay, I got a text from Kevin. He tried to get on, but I have no way of getting you on, Kevin, if you can hear me. This phone, every time I try to add someone to it, it'll kick me off. Anybody left? Anybody there?
I'm here. I'm listening, Dre. It's Jeff, Ground and Pound.
What up, Jeff?
What's going down, baby?
Well, you know, guys, after this show, you know, after this show is off, we have two other shows that's ongoing right now. One of them is Big Clark out of Mississippi, and we also got our other governor, Tricky Ricky, out of Maryland. So if you guys want to continue to listen to a lot of the other races, you know, the southern racers and the over east racers, you can go to either one of those shows, which is actually going on right now.
One thing for sure, I'm a member, so I got all numbers. So you know I'll be tuning in.
Okay, well, we appreciate you, man. And we glad to know that you're a member. We hope that you could bring more people to the family, you know, and let's continue to try to build this. And it, for those that don't know, it's grudgeinc.us. Go in and sign up and become a member. And you automatically make yourself available to get the discounts that's afforded to us.
It's all about word of mouth, and they don't know.
Yeah, that travels further than billboards, you know, and faster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sound like everybody else quiet. Don't look like we got nobody else.
I think something happened with the board to where a lot of the guys that was on here, they probably still listening, but we can't hear them because it won't let them come on. After a certain time, it shuts down, and I think B's setup shuts down at 7:00. So with that being said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead on and end this. But if you guys want to go a little further, I'm going to be going to Big Clark show next. And then towards the end, I'm going to go over to Tricky Ricky's show. So if you guys want to get on and finish the discussion that we had, I'll see you guys on one of the two shows that we still have going on right now.
Well, some of those that don't have enough, Greg, would you mind giving it out to them?
The number, hold on, let me get the number to the Chris show and to Chris with the show. Hold on 1 second, guys. Hello? Okay, Big Chris show, which is going on right now out of Mississippi. The phone number is 347-215-8762. Again, Big Chris's number is 347-215-8762. And Tricky Ricky's show is his number is, hold on a second, guys, let me find it because I have it. I have so many different. So many notes and things on here. Bear with me a minute. Let me try to find Tricky's number. Okay, Tricky Ricky number is 642-200-4419. Again, Tricky Ricky number is 642-200-4419. And those shows are Tricky Ricky and Big Chris shows are on right now. So I'm gonna get off of here for now, and we'll be talking to you guys on the next show tonight, or either we'll see you tomorrow night on Mississippi Joe's show. Thanks for calling, guys, and we'll